You know, a while back, I had an experience as a patient where I was registering at a hospital where I worked through the registration desk as a patient. And the person who was registering me said, "Oh, you're a doctor? Oh, well, then you must understand about upstairs in the ICU. Oh, man, if they see you're an organ donor and I see on your driver's license identification that you are, they're going to take your organs and let you die. And they're going to give them to rich people. And then when your family has their open cask funeral, you're going to look all tore up and cut up. And it's going to cost you money. They're going to somehow charge you for it. And that's how organ donation works." And I remember sitting there just being perplexed by this and so angry that someone who actually talked to patients would say these horrible things about organ donation that I knew not to be true. And then I realized what it is. Organ donation is not a mind thing. It is a heart thing, literally and figuratively. It's about how we feel about giving a gift that is so personal to other people. And when you click that little box on your driver's license that says you're an organ donor, some people are just doing it for virtue signaling, look. And other people deeply connect with this idea that after they die, a part of them is going to give life to someone else. A part of them is going to live on. Someone else's blood will pump through their heart, but it's their heart giving life to that person. And they deeply feel this as a legacy. So I felt compelled to do a video where we talk about organ donation in terms of the myths and dispel some of them and also why we might want to do it. And if you think about the child who's waiting on an organ transplant list, there are 114,000 people waiting on a list to get an organ in the US, a life-saving treatment, and there are something like 7,000 donors. We can do better than that. And just to kind of look at the things she said, if you are an organ donor, they will let you die and take your organs. Listen, I take care of people in the ICU. We will never let you die to take your organs. In fact, all our financial incentives want us to do things to you to keep you alive. We don't get money for giving your organs to somebody else. In fact, if you're a donor, when you're declared brain dead, and by the way, that is a prerequisite, you have to be dead to be an organ donor. Then a different team comes, the transplant team, and they surgically harvest your organs in a way that preserves your external appearance for the open casket funeral. And this is why the major religions of the world consider organ donation an ultimate gift of life in the face of death. So you can have your open casket, and are they going to take your organs and give them to a rich person? No, that's not how it works. How it works is there's a computerized system that takes everybody on the transplant list and they are ranked based on illness, the type of immune match with the organ, geography where they're located, how sick they are. All these other things are then computer matched when an organ becomes available, and that organ will go to the best possible recipient regardless of race, economics, wealth, those kind of things. So it is one of the truly most egalitarian sort of justice-filled operations that you can find. Now look, guys, I can tell you this all day, but I have worked with transplant doctors. I recently spoke at Tampa General's transplant program, and I didn't know much going in, actually, because I'm a hospitalist. If someone's on the organ donation list, we call the transplant team. But when I talk to those transplant, not just the surgeons, but the nurses and the coordinators and the administrators who work in transplant, many of them are transplant recipients themselves. They know what it's like to have someone else's lungs breathe for them, to take their first breath when they wake up after struggling with some disease that they never caused, and to get this gift, and they want to give back. They are passionate and heroic, and they work 24/7. And this beautiful gift is part of this huge system that's been developed to bring it to people who need it. Now, another myth might be that, you know, you're going to have to pay if you donate your organs for the cost of it. That's absolutely not true. You don't pay a penny. However, we can't pay you for your organs. That's illegal because it might incentivize people to sell their organs. So that's one thing that's absolutely, you cannot be paid for your organs, all right? Now, the other thing we have to remember is that opting in on a list, people will say, well, I'm not even going to bother to go to my registry in my state, which we'll provide links for, or tell the DMV that I want to be an organ donor because I'm too old or I have all these other medical conditions. You don't need to worry about that. If it's in your heart to donate an organ, just click the box. The team will determine whether you're too old or too sick. The oldest donor recorded is 93 years old. So let the team decide. So this is, you know, and this idea that, you know, EMS or others are going to let you die and harvest your organs is just not true. They're motivated to save your life. The transplant team is then motivated to save the lives of people that could thrive in the face of the tragedy that befell you. And that little child who's waiting for the heart, and if you've seen these videos on Facebook where they're just even told there's a heart available, someone gave the gift to you, and you see them light up, tell me that that's not going to get you to click that box. And here's the thing, clicking the box and being on the registry isn't enough. You need to tell your family members that this is what you want, because when the time came that you're donating and you're there, brain dead, prolonged on a machine to keep your organs alive, and they ask your family, what if your family says, we don't want to, we don't think he wanted to, we think he made a mistake? If you didn't talk to them, there's going to be conflict, and we need the families there to give us a medical history, a social history, to make sure that organ is appropriate for the donor. So you need to talk to your family about your wishes. So here's my call to actions. Instead of burying $1 million in the ground when you die, because that's what you're doing, give the gift of life. Become an organ donor on a registry, and we'll provide links via the DMV. Talk to your family about it. And then we as a nation need to do something that many are going to disagree with. Instead of making this an opt-in process where you have to go out of your way to say, I'm going to donate life, it should be an opt-out process. We should tell our congressmen, no. The default should be we are organ donors unless we tell people we aren't. And that will change the game entirely. If you are waiting for an organ now, our thoughts are with you, and I want you to leave a comment telling me what that's like and what an organ would mean to you and your loved ones. And if you care about this, share this video with others.